During his most recent visit to the Buffalo area to discuss traffic safety legislation, Senate Minority Leader and New York Democrat Charles Schumer was asked about the continued cries for action by young people in Florida following last week's shootings in Parkland.
I want to salute these young people who today in Florida are trying to get action. Like our family here, they are lighting a candle after their tragedy. And we have to find a way to prevent those who have real mental illness from getting guns. We can do a lot better and should.
But when asked about whether a ban on assault weapons such as AR-15s is in order, he said he was focusing on the mental health issue. Congressman Tom Reed also would not call for such a ban and says there's not enough support on Capitol Hill to make that happen, nor does he think it would solve the problem.
What I'm looking at is looking at the perpetrator. What I'm looking at is looking at the individual and doing what is necessary to make sure that we are protected as a society. They are getting the treatment they need in order to deal with their mental disease. And that also we remove from society people like those criminal elements that are the root cause of a tremendous amount of gun violence, particularly in our inner city.
Reed, a Southern Tier Republican, renewed his stance in defense of Second Amendment rights and is co-sponsoring the bill called the Second Amendment Guarantee Act, introduced last year by fellow Congressman and Clarence Republican Chris Collins, to supplant many state-level rules included in Governor Andrew Cuomo's SAFE Act. But Reed says the conversation can still be had to ensure that the background system is working properly. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.